I'd like to introduce Lex Friedman to you now.
But wouldn't you?
But he couldn't make it. So thanks, Lex, for the idea. And then that's what we, that's like, I'd call that Glenning, because Glenn has done that to us too.
But we already have a thing.
We already have a thing that's Glenning. So we can't.
We've been Lexed.
I think that means you haven't seen something. Anyway.
Ooh.
Ooh. We're only actually at 20% darkness in this timeline, chat viewers.
Yes, that's right. This is not the darkest timeline. The darkest, yes. Lex is asleep in the darkest timeline. Sadly.
This is the darkest timeline. I think it aired on like Sky TV Digital or some weird like digital or something like that.
No. Dan, on The Incomparable, all English shows,
it's the BBC,
are from the BBC.
My mistake. It aired on the BBC Digital the or BBC. Some weird channel like that.
Yeah, Sky Digital, which is just part of the BBC.
You turn on your television in England and it's the BBC. And that's
it's
all
actually, they don't even call it the television. they can call it two things. They can call it the telly.
Yes.
Or they just call it the BBC.
Adjust the aerials on the BBC.
Yeah, that's how it works. That's what they call it.
That was my impersonation of the Queen in celebration of the Diamond Jubilee, by the way.
The Diamond Jubilee.
Yep.
Well, adjust the aerials on the BBC.
Enjoy it while you have it. You realize that in maybe 5 or 10 years' time, everyone's going to have to actually learn how King Charles's voice actually sounds instead of just doing a high-pitched falsetto and getting credit for doing a Queen impression. We've had a free ride for 60 years. That train is pulling into the station fast. You should prepare for a very, very dark future in which you're going to actually have to learn the voice.
I think the Queen's going to live to be 100.
Yeah, God save the Queen.
Yes. Andy.
Unlike Andy, I'm against little old ladies dying.
You're a monarchist.
I am. Respect the Queen.
In fact, as they say in the Bugle, we need to celebrate the fact that God saved the Queen every single day for 60 years.
I feel as though we're selfish for hogging the Queen to ourselves when Jesus should be meeting her. Jimi Hendrix has a chance to meet her, you know?
Who do you think Jesus
Charlemagne
works for?
Has a chance to meet her.
Our topic tonight is the royal family, by the way, on The Incomparable, if you're tuning in late.
Rule Britannia.
Sorry, I'm still got a bit of a cold, and I have this. I'm now down from a baritone to like a bass baritone, so I only have another maybe 9 hours to use that sort of extra low
nobody
register.
Nobody knows the my darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby.
Our cold voices.
Won't be able to do that tomorrow.
No,
hopefully.
Look at that. That's going to be a joy to edit, let me tell you.
It was laser-focused, I think. Is the
that's a good thing we're off
episode.
The air yes. now.
No, we're still on the air. Oh. We're just not in the... we're just, are you trying to get somebody to say something terrible over the live stream?
I am now...
always. Well,
I'm always trying that. I'm very amused to be watching one of our occasional incomparable guests, Tony Sindelar. I think he's just trolling people in the IRC channel now.
Oh, really?
He is guest 94946, which I did not realize, which is why half of his conversation doesn't make any sense, because he's talking to me and I am at the same time, and going back and forth between the two of them. It's very weird.
Well, that is very strange. I'm looking at the title suggestions here. We need more awkward pauses. That's really from when we started. It's not a sitcom, so you lose.
I like that.
No points for McNulty.
Mm-hmm. Always a winner.
Disappointed I'm not Lex Friedman.
Oh,
that's terrible.
Don't give him the satisfaction.
That's terrible.
That's what I always
rule Britannia.
I like that one.
It is shameful. A better depiction of Ready Player One. Tor Johnson, great actor. You've got big knockers, okay?
That was a reference to Andy's. Andy's.
That was a reference to Andy.
Master Ninja theme song, of course. I can only remember visuals. Yes, I did not approve this. And Lex is asleep in the darkest timeline. Oh, I love the titles. That's great. That is great. I will take them all under advisement and save them, because I didn't save them the last time, and the guy who wrote the Showbot had to
Showbot.
He had to mail me
Showbot
an ex
sounds like a
an export
like a
from his
robot.
Database.
Showbot roll call.
Yeah.
Showbot.
And we're back to that.
We could have sung all these titles.
We could have.
Oh man,
but we
I
didn't.
Hope that makes it into the final episode.
That could have been our hit single.
That'll be the.
Then we could have auto-tuned it.
Nothing is worse. Nothing lets you know how much of a delay there is, how much latency there is in Skype than people trying to sing together on
Skype. I seem
Skype.
To remember myself and Glenn trying to serenade you with Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Except
yes.
At that point, I don't think I knew the song. Glenn
no.
had just given me chords to play.
The thing.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's in our card gauge. Sings.
Yeah. I'm sad about the MST3K song because I didn't realize my mic was off for half of it. That's why there's no vocal sound coming from
Well, we could do it again. All right, everybody.
Yeah, everybody now.
Yes. In the not too distant future.
La, la, la. Oh, dear God.
No.
Not again.
No.
We're done.
That's one of the benefits of this of the sing free game. Ren, you have a great voice. I know all the friends of mine who have actually really good singing voices because you know, three out of every four will be like da 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 da.
It is amazing.
Da, da.
It's amazing how many people don't.
La la, yeah. la 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 la. Wow.
It's amazing how many people have. First off, are completely off key.
Thanks.
And how many? Yes, you're welcome. And how many people are like? No.
Lex has started to troll me by just singing his name or other people's names to the tune of the song. It's, yeah. I'd prefer off-key to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I occasionally sing parody lyrics to Lex.
Cornflakes, 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 cornflakes. Much like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't understand
that might be
on.
Worse than rabbits.
Rabbits, 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 rabbits.
Rabbits, rabbits, rabbits.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's late where you guys are.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Why are we having this at this absurd hour when you're the only person on the
I
show?
I don't know.
What have we done to ourselves? Why are we doing this?
My problem is I have to get home, and I can't get home necessarily reliably by 7, but I can by 8. And then I've started to put like times in at like 5 or 4, but that's too early for you people. So, you know,
you people
at, you know, 5 Pacific, it's like 8 o'clock. I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Dinner time.
Yeah. 11 o'clock.
What right. have we done to ourselves? That's,
it doesn't seem right. All right. I'm going to,
and I'm just making fun of the guys in the chat room
and the stream. And we're still broadcasting, but I turned off the show bot. All right, it is late, and we you guys should sleep. Yeah.
Okay, Dad.
Wake up! Wake up! So that you can turn off the Skype.
Five more minutes.
Yeah.
You want to burn out a lamp on the Skype machine? Yes.
All right.
That's right. Push the button, Jason. Does anyone else just occasionally yell? Is it just me, or does anyone else just occasionally yell, "We got movie sign"? I definitely do that.
I will occasionally say, "Push the button, Frank."
Oh, I say that every once in a while. I tried to get my wife to watch Mystery Science Theater. She's not into it. So,
well, it's kind of a time commitment.
I like Mystery Science Theater, but I don't remember anything from it.
Well, you know, it's at the length. What I loved about it is you just kind of keep it on and. You know,
it's just in the background. I used to watch it. I used to relish going to. I didn't have cable, so I used to relish going to my grandmother's house at Christmas because I could watch Mystery Science Theater 3000.
It was actually airing when you guys watched it.
It was on Comedy Central when I watched it. Yeah,
it's airing. Yeah,
I wasn't watching it like the Minnesota. You know,
no,
the Minnesota,
but the when it went to Sci-Fi Channel, that was like the last 5 years or whatever. But before that,
yeah.
the Joel Hodgson era was the.
It's Comedy Central. Yeah, yeah, I used to watch that a lot.
I feel like I've only ever seen Joel episodes.
Joel?
There's some good Mike episodes, too.
There's some good
Mike episodes. Different, but...
The Joel one... I mean, I also love that the Santa Claus Conquers the Martians has one of my favorite little of the skits in between the movie, which is Crow's version of a very Swayze Christmas. Patrick Swayze Christmas. He's got the whole song. Yeah,
we'll gather at the Roadhouse with our next of kin.
Yes, that is classic. And then he starts talking about like punching people in the head and stuff. And Joel's like, "Are you sure this is appropriate for a Christmas song?"
How long until it becomes a standard?
Nothing says tradition like a new tradition.
Yeah, I gotta go watch some MST3K now.
Yeah, me too. I'm jonesing for it now.
Yeah,
but I hope it's for some of it.
They posted that.
Netflix.
Does Netflix have a bunch of it?
Yeah,
awesome.
Lots
I'm gonna start doing
not only that.
That,
but like Best Brains has been actually posting them to YouTube.
Oh, really?
So they're full episodes, and you can download them.
Tapes.
That is gonna kill my productivity. Thanks.
Yeah.
I mean,
thanks, Andy. Dan, you're fired.
Damn it.
Preemptive.
More editorial slots open for my work. Yes, it's coming out very nicely.
Damn it.
Good night, chat room.
Good night, chat room, wherever you are.
Good night. Sleep tight and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And now, till we meet again, adios, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen. Good night.
This ends our broadcast day. Thank you for listening to 5x5 Rule TV,
a wholly owned subsidiary of the BBC.
keep circulating those tapes.
The following is a commercial presentation. The claims stated in the following presentation do not represent the...
Okay, now we're off.
That was great.
That's an After Dark.